In Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
A happy and safe 4th of July weekend to all. Hey, we're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. A lot of stuff happening on the freshwater and saltwater scenes. That means the fishing is, pun intended, off the hook. A lot of stuff going on back in the bays, out front, the freshwater rivers, lakes, and streams. Everything is happening. This is, to me, really one of the premier times on the fishing scene. Again, a belated Happy New Year. Sea bass season reopened yesterday, Friday. Now it's a 2-fish limit at 13 inches, and it's going to go through August 31st. It's a good addition to, as I'm going to mention a little later on the show, the new fluke regulations with the 2-fish between 17 and just under 18 and 1 over 18. Not a lot of meat going home. Hey, speaking of freshwater fishing, on the bass fishing front, next Saturday, July 9th, the Cumberland County Bassmasters will be hosting an Open Buddy Bass Tournament on Union Lake. I'll tell you, this place is one of the best bass fishing lakes in the state. Yeah, South Jersey, it's our biggest one, 898 acres. I know up north you have a pack on all these other ones. And you even have smallies down here. That's going to be one hell of a tournament. Go to sjbca.org for more information on that. But it's time to talk tuna. Traditional kickoff of the canyon season. Join us in the next couple of segments. Captain Alan Lee, Mooshin Sport Fishing, popping and jigging. And also on board, Executive Chef Scott Thomas, the ultimate sea bass recipe. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
When you need to know, it's WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
No matter the make, no matter the mileage, no matter what you owe, Matt Black Kia wants your vehicle today. We need to replenish our inventory, so we need your vehicle, no matter the situation. Even if you're stuck in a loan or a lease, Matt Black Kia wants to get you released. Get cash for your car today, even if you don't buy a car from us. But why wouldn't you buy a new vehicle? Because if you have a job and clear $350 per week, Matt Black Kia wants to approve you today with zero down and zero payments for 90 days on any brand new Kia or pre-owned vehicle in stock. And don't forget, you can't make a mistake with our 4-day love it or leave it return policy.
It's gotta be a Matt Black Kia.
On approved credit plus applicable taxes and fees. See dealer for details. Not all will qualify. Deferred payment through TFCU. Interest accrues from date of sale. Offers don't combine. Go to MattBlackKiaNJ.com for complete details.
Matt Black Kia, 6211 Black Horse Pike, Egg Harbor Township. And now on Route 37 in Tom's River.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Short Fin Mako season is now closed. It was closed yesterday, Friday, immediately. Well, who couldn't have figured that out? That was in the office. I had to get the final wording all in line, Noah, there. And Short Fin Makos are now off limits. Now, how does that augur for tournaments coming up? Who knows? All I know is my opinion. There is all of a sudden going to be a lot of additional pressure on the thresher, and the thresher resource is going to take a hit. The shark guys and some will back off and some won't. Just online right now though. It's tuna time. Okay, the troll's been on. Now it's jig and pop time. Pop and jig time. Hey, check the Fisherman magazine out. The July issue just came out. Excellent article. I expected no less from Captain Jimmy Frieda. On page 22, the hunt for topwater tuna. In fact, the boat captain I have coming on, Jimmy's son, Tommy Frieda, is a well-vaunted mate on the boat. We have Captain Alan Lee. Oh, he's a very special guest on Rack and Fin Radio, offshore expert. He is from Mooshin Sport Fishing. Captain Allen's on the pro staff of, I don't have enough time or space on a paper cap. You kept rattling off, among others, Shimano Power Pro, which is part of Shimano, Sterling Tackle, Mad Manis, Chatelure's, Old Man Tackle Box, blah, 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 down the line. But we're going to be talking tuna on top, and I want to get Captain Allen's opinion on the Short Fin Mako closure. Cap, how you doing, man? Happy 4th of July weekend.
Hey, Tom. Happy 4th of July to you.
Let me tell you something, Cap. I'm going to be eating and drinking like a man on death row in between fishing. We know that.
I understand.
Okay, Cap, before we get to the tuna, we're going to talk jigging and popping. What do you think on the Mako closure? Go.
Well, you know, certainly, you know, from a fishing point of view, we're disappointed that that there's been this closure on the Makos. I mean, I understand there's always, you know, an eye on conservation and making sure the species, you know, is there for our next generation and generations after that. But, you know, we actually were out about a week and a half ago. Captain Dan Fisher, one of our captains on Mooshin, ran a targeted Mako trip for research, and they actually had a really good bite. I mean, they only fished barely 6 hours on the drift, and you know, they went 2 for 4 on some really nice Makos. It was part of a satellite tagging research. So, you know, from our point of view, we certainly see the fish out there. Disappointed that there's the closure. Obviously, it's probably you know, it takes away a whole nother segment of what's available in big game fishing and the whole tackle industry and fishing industry. So, you know, hopefully we'll see something good come out of all this.
Yeah, to me, from what I see, it seems vague, rather. You know, ICAT had to think some area of Mako's overfished 96%, some astronomical number. Another percentage thrown out there was 80%, you know, for the United States area. So, but it seems vague. It's like, well, let's stop it now and research it. Now, theoretically or supposedly, however you want to word it, it may open in 2023, but right now for 22 people, it is down and out. So put your Mako gear away. But Cap, you think the Thresher is going to be able to withstand the additional fishing pressure? I mean, they're badass sharks, and they don't cartwheel you know, like a Mako naturally, but they breach, they jump, and they're really good eating, Cap. Yeah. You know me with that.
So, yes, they are. Yeah.
You think they're going to take a beating?
Yeah, I guess they will. I mean, obviously, a lot of guys that just love the shark will probably switch over from Mako to Thresher fishing. They are sort of in different areas. I mean, the good and the bad of it is I guess it's more good than bad, is a lot of the Thresher activity is relatively close to the shore.
Yeah.
You know, we hear a lot of reports, you know, within sight of the beach, maybe, you know, 5-8 miles off the beach, whereas a lot of the quality Mako fishing's, you know, oftentimes further out, 30,
way
40,
out,
60
yep.
miles.
Mm-hmm.
So they're sort of in different areas. I think, you know, in that regard, it sometimes attracts, you know, sort of a different group of anglers and boaters, you know?
Right. Now, Cap, let's get to the tuna. Charlie says troll bite is still going on, but Cap, it's in Jimmy's article, it's getting closer and closer. Jigging and popping is happening, is it not?
Yes, it is. This is the time of the year when it starts to really get good, you know, and it's just such an incredibly exciting way to catch tuna. I mean, I'll catch tuna. I'd be happy to catch tuna trolling, chunking, jigging, popping, whatever it takes. But 90% of our clients love to get out, do the jig, do the pop, because it's really just one-on-one fishing. It's you and the fish. You don't have the boat pulling lures for you. You don't have a mate feeding out lines for you. It's you. It's you casting. It's you jigging. It's you popping. And that hookup you get is just unforgettable.
And then it's you working your ass off. That brought me to my knees where I said, Mommy, I don't want to do this anymore. Well, Cap,
you got that right.
What is your approach now? It's primarily yellowfin, bluefin in the mix. What's the dealio?
So, you know, yellowfin and bluefin do school together sometimes. Bluefin tend to be more of an inshore or mid-range fish, whereas yellowfin tend to be mid-range to offshore, as in the canyon. So, so there are some areas where you'll get overlap. I mean, yesterday's trip we ran, Captain Peter Clark with our boat, he had both bluefin and yellowfin in the same area, which is a nice find.
Time out. Captain Peter Clark?
Yes, sir.
The artificial reef coordinator, Captain Peter Clark?
Yep, that's one.
He is the man. See, Mooshin is just, everything encompasses Mooshin. It's like a hydra. The Mooshin influence takes in everyone. Imagine a kraken or an octopus with 9-mile tentacles. It comes into the Mooshin sphere. So, I'm sorry, Cap. I don't get to talk to Captain Allen often, people, because he's constantly on the water. But this is a real treat. Well, Cap, let's back down to the business. Tackle for the bluefin, yellowfin, on the jig, on the pop. Going to be different or one and the same? Yeah. Predicated on size of the fish targeted? What's up?
Well, yeah, it does have something to do with size of the fish. But you know, there's a lot of similarity with the tackle, rods, reels, gear that you're using for jigging and popping bluefin and yellowfin. Bluefin have a potential to grow a lot bigger in this area.
Ooh, yeah.
During the summer, it's not unusual to find some good size, you know, we call them medium bluefins, meaning, you know, bigger than the schoolies. These are 100, 150, 175-pound bluefin.
Mm-hmm.
Off of our coast, it's going to be unusual to find a yellowfin that big. Most of the yellowfin we're going to get off our coast are 40 to 70, 80 pounds.
Right.
But in terms of the tackle, it is similar. We're going to – There's a choice of spinning gear. There's a choice of conventional gear. If you're going to be popping, meaning throwing poppers, it is going to be mainly using spinning gear.
Go with the spin.
Down,
yeah.
You have a choice. Yeah. Conventional or spinning gear.
Well, Cap, some of these conventional reels now, they're mighty mice. They're small compared to what I was used to, you know, the coffee can size reels and with the spinning. They pack a lot of drag punch. The gearing is just, especially with the Shimano, they're a gearing company. Just phenomenal. So going, I'd be looking at, if you're going to be popping, rod length, spine, size, yeah, reel, braid, what's the deal?
Yeah. Well, with popping, again, the idea is you're going to be casting some good-sized poppers, 3, 4, 5 ounce poppers. And because you're looking to get these poppers out far away from the boat, a longer rod is usually more effective. So something around an 8-foot rod. That's going to be able to handle, that has enough backbone to put plenty of drag pressure on for 65, 80-pound test line. So Shimano has a couple of great factory rods. Their Type C rod, there's an 8-foot 2 version, mm-hmm, and a heavier, an XH version. That's a really nice rod, very affordable, does a lot of good casting, a lot of good fish fighting on that. There's an OSHA plugger rod that Shimano puts out. And Kevin Bogan's Custom Rods, who's right by us in Manasquan and in Point Pleasant, he has a custom rod that is also just incredible. But, mm-hmm, you know, the thing that's common among all these rods is, again, they're longer 8-foot rods. You got plenty of backbone to really put the screws to these fish. In terms of the reels, certainly, I would say, you know, buy the highest quality reel you can afford, because these are big fish. The better drag systems are really going to help you out, especially over a long, prolonged fight with some of these bigger fish.
Okay, let me interrupt you a second. I stopped at Creekside Outfit the other day. I was in the Waretown, Barnicot area, and a pair of Shimano Twin Powers went out the door. As I was walking in, the guy and they were talking to him. That looks like I looked at one in the case. That looks like a badass reel. I mean, the Stella's naturally, but these Twin Powers are monsters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All the Shimano products, especially the higher end products, the Stella, the Twin Power, the Saragossas, they're all going to do good for you. I mean, they're all going to be able to land the fish. Certainly the higher end reels like your Stella, especially for the guy or gal who really wants to be able to put the screws to the fish, maximum drag pressure, smooth drags, mm-hmm, just really smooth operating reels. I mean, those are the ways to go. We usually put 65 or 80 pound braid on them.
Right.
Pretty much the entire spool is filled up with braid, except for the last about 10 or 12 feet. We put usually a top shot of 100 pound fluorocarbon on there.
Right. Okay, let me ask you this. Are you noticing disturbance on the surface, bird play, tuna chicks, whatever, or are you're reading fish and you're casting poppers blind? Both applications fit?
They both do. I always say with popping, it's sort of similar to how stream trout fishermen like to sight fish, or bonefish guys like to sight fish.
Yep.
Popping tuna is more of a sight kind of a thing as opposed to blind casting. Certainly, if you know there's tuna in the area, let's say you're on a drift, you're reading them. Sure, you know, it absolutely makes sense to have a guy or two throwing poppers, just because a lot of times what that does too,
stirs them up.
Let's say you have a decent chunk bite, you're drifting along, start throwing poppers. Tuna are attracted to that kind of commotion.
Oh, yeah.
It actually adds to the whole thing. You know, it adds a whole other dimension to your tuna drift. But again, day in and day out, I mean, I think of tuna popping as your sight fishing. If you're used to being a bone fisherman or a trout, mm-hmm, fisherman, the idea is you look for the activity. Hopefully you look for the good water, the warm water, the clean water.
Right.
You're seeing the birds, you're seeing the bait, the whales, the porpoise, which in and of itself is a great show. But I mean, you know, then you have 80-pound yellowfin breaking on top, and then you start tossing things to them, and they start exploding on them. I mean, it's just such an incredible experience.
Well, Cap, the choice of popper, predicated on a choice of bait, matching the hatch, or just a profile out there, they see something on the surface that looks crippled, they're going to kick its ass.
Yeah, well, match the hatch always makes sense. Some of the popper fishing is a lot of it's a reaction strike. You're getting the fish to just come up and just from pure primitive instinct, just nail that what they think is food. They, mm-hmm, just want to obliterate it. You know, some of our favorite poppers that we throw, Dave Sting out. Mad Mantis has the Cherry Popper, mm-hmm. in a large and an XL size. Again, most people have fished that. They like the white, the frost white color, they call it. That's a great popper. Shimano's got a couple of great popper products, the Orca, the TP Orca,
right.
and the Splash Walk. The Splash Walk has been one of our favorites in the last few years. And nice about the Splash Walk is it's an incredibly easy popper to fish. A lot of times, especially for people that don't do this every day, you know, you got to figure out how to really make these lures work
right.
to their maximum potential. But that Splash Walk is a really easy popper to fish. One of the other poppers that we've gotten really excited about and we're looking forward to using more and more this year is a Rapala Explode.
Ooh.
And then there's always you know, some of the custom ones, like the Mark Fishers. I mean, those are,
yeah.
I mean, any of those poppers, usually the lighter colors, the whites,
okay.
you know, being fine, like a sardine color, they're really nice. If you're fishing low light conditions, you might want to use a darker popper because, again, think about the profile.
It's exactly right.
Looking up,
yeah.
Up the water column, and it sees it splashing along. So low light means darker poppers. But, you know, one of the really cool things about tuna popping is oftentimes the best tuna popping is mid-morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning.
That's my game.
Which sort of flies in the face of so much of what we've always done with tuna fishing. I mean,
right.
you know, we run our boat through the night to be there fishing at gray light. But some of the best tuna popping we find is in the middle of the day. And, you know, and that really just adds a whole other dimension to what our fishing day can be like.
Hey, joining us on the line is Captain Alan Lee, Mooshin Sport Fishing there at a point. We're talking tuna. This was always 4th of July weekend. I don't know if you ever knew him or heard of him. It goes way back to me, the early 80s, just one of my mentors. Captain Greg Venturo, unfortunately, passed away in a diving accident. And he said, Tommy P, it's always 4th of July weekend is the kickoff to the canyon season. So that's why we're doing it now. People, when we get back, we're going to be talking bottoms up, jigging time. Captain Alan Lee Mooshin, grab that cup, grab that rub. We'll be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Going to eat and drink like a man on death row. Be right back.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Big Wally's Furniture Store. Big, big discounts, selection and more. Save big money when you walk through the door at Big Wally's Furniture Store. Big Wally's Furniture Store. Living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms galore. Carolina Furniture, direct to your door from Big Wally's Furniture Store.
Stop by Big Wally's today and see why Big Wally is saying we are the other store at the Jersey Shore with beach decor. Check out their new line of beautiful seashore prints, colored furniture, and wicker and rattan.
Big Wally's Furniture Store. Save big money when you walk through the door. Big, big discounts, selection, and more. At Big Wally's Furniture Store.
Come see Big Wally, 514 New Road, Summers Point.
The New Jersey Transit Police Department reminds you that we all need to work together to keep our transit system safe. Report suspicious activity to the New Jersey Transit Police Department at 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. Your attention is our most valuable asset. If you ride the train or bus, or if you live or work near a station, be alert and aware of your surroundings. If something doesn't feel right, it probably isn't. Report any suspicious activity that you see or encounter to the New Jersey Transit Police Department at 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. New Jersey Transit urges you to help us keep our transit system safe and reminds you that we all need to work together and be aware of our surroundings. Once again, to report suspicious activity to the New Jersey Transit Police, dial 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. Together, we can keep our transit system safe.
Psst, I'm going to let you in on a secret. Medical cannabis is now readily available. Oh, you knew that? Well, did you know you could qualify for a medical marijuana card without ever leaving your home? Uh-huh. Just go to VeraHeal.com. That's where you'll find answers to all your cannabis questions and pre-qualify online in just a couple of minutes. Then enter some brief information, schedule an appointment with a state-licensed doctor right there on demand at a time that is most convenient for you, and you'll be well on your way. That is so much better than trying to navigate this intricate process on your own. No thanks. No, don't do it. Instead, go to VeraHeal.com and do it all from the comfort and privacy of anywhere. VeriHeal. VeraHeal.com. Pre-qualify for your medical marijuana card online right now at VeraHeal.com. Approved or your money back.
Comfort now by Bob McAllister, because you deserve comfort now.
Hi, Comfort Bob. In many cars today, you're able to set the driver and passenger temperature separately. Can you do that same thing in your home? Or do you have one thermostat that controls all the environment? If you can't individualize your temperature, then you don't have a Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating system. With a cooling and heating system by Mitsubishi Electric, you can have one temperature in the living room, a different one in the den, and separate temperatures in each bedroom. Cooling or heating with Mitsubishi Electric allows you to have personal comfort whenever you want it. Give Comfort Now a call at 609-400-1005 and tell us you heard us on this radio station, and we'll give you a $200 discount off of each zone. Personal comfort, because you deserve Comfort Now.
Comfort Now by Bob McAllister, because you deserve Comfort Now. 609-400-1005.
For over 100 years, Deborah Heart and Lung Center has meant cardiac innovation. As a result, our patients actually get measurably better here. When you need heart surgery, insist on Deborah. Our survival rate is 10 times better than the New Jersey average. That kind of peace of mind allows you to focus on what matters the most, your recovery and your life. To experience our measurably better care, visit demanddeborah.org to find a location near you. For over 100 years, Deborah Heart and Lung Center has meant cardiac innovation. As a result, our patients actually get measurably better here. When you need heart surgery, insist on Deborah. Our survival rate is 10 times better than the New Jersey average. That kind of peace of mind allows you to focus on what matters the most, your recovery and your life. To experience our measurably better care, visit demanddeborah.org to find a location near you.
Before, when you needed urgent care, you probably spent some time in the waiting room.
All right, time for your x-ray. Come on back.
Watching other people be seen.
Lost the fight with the bees, huh? Okay.
But now, with AtlantiCare Hold My Spot, you can spend less time thinking, I wonder how many stitches that guy will need.
Oh, forgot the knee pads, I see. Come on, let's go.
And plenty of time doing anything else. Hold My Spot lets you go online and get in line at any of 12 AtlantiCare urgent care locations. You'll get a number, and when it's almost your turn, we'll send you a text to head on in. So no matter what kind of urgent care you need.
Huh. Well, this is a new one.
You don't have to wait around to get it, because with AtlantiCare Hold My Spot, the world is your waiting room. Go to AtlantiCare.org/holdmyspot. AtlantiCare.org/holdmyspot.
Psst, did you know? Kohl's has beyond epic deals just in time for 4th of July fun. I just got buy one, get one for a dollar Jumping Beans Kids Finds, shorts for less than $18, and swimsuits for just $17.99. The best part? I didn't need any coupons, earned Kohl's cash, and got free store pickup. So, yeah, run to Kohl's. Select styles. Sale ends July 4th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go, look out below, back inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. 4th of July weekend, happy 4th to all. A shout-out to my cousin, little Frankie Rossi, retiring Newark lieutenant and also retiring sergeant of Special Forces. Wow, man, he was just a little kid running around. He was tying flies when he was 7 or 8 years old, and he was just, wow, time sure does fly. Now let's get to the bottoms up with Captain Alan Lee on the motion. We talk popping. Let's talk jig and tuna. This is the kickoff of the canyon season. They've been canyon fishing for the past few weeks. Let's get it going. Captain Lee, let's talk jigs. What do we got, man? The jig game. Do you plan this out on the way out? Okay, this is going to be a jigging trip as opposed to a popping trip, as opposed to a trolling trip. What is your jig arm on, brother?
Yeah, well, whenever we leave the dock, our game plan is to be able to catch tuna any way possible. Certainly things like jigging and popping are a lot more fun usually than trolling, but there's nothing wrong with having a boatload of tuna that you trolled up either. Jigging is something that you tend to do when there's fish schooled up. A lot of times it gets to be pretty arm weary for guys to just keep jigging when there's nothing around. So you definitely want to focus on jigging when you see the fish stacked up underneath the boat. And again, like we were saying before, you look for things like birds, bait, whales, those kinds of things. Especially mm-hmm. if you're reading the tuna underneath your boat. Jigging can be just so much more effective, even than chunking, because you're getting your jig right down in front of these fish's face, and you dangle it in front of them the right way, and they're going to snap, you know. And once you hook them on the jig, they're generally a lot easier to fight, especially if you can keep their head turned coming to you.
That's critical. I learned that. Shout out to Dick Wood there, Marmora. I learned that with Dick, with the big tarp, and we got a place down the Keys. And also Scott Forrestal, now CEO. He was a Finner at the time. Now he's CEO, I think, of St. Croix. Scott, he says, Tommy P, keep their head turned. Keep their head turned. You're cutting off half their oxygen. And there they go right there.
Right.
So, but Cap,
and
now I've seen these.
Shape of tuna, keep them coming.
Yeah, I've seen these tuna jigs. Let's talk jigs now. This is the arm, people. This is the payload here. Some are so lifelike, like some of the squid patterns, I want to put them in the calamari in the frying pan with the gravy. Others are just look like tapered slabs of metal with assist hooks. Is, again, matching the hatch critical when that jig bite is on?
Matching the hatch is very important with jig fishing because this kind of jig fishing, a lot of times you're working the jig through the water column at a more controlled pace. Yes, it is. You're looking to elicit a reaction strike from the tuna. But even though tuna swim fast, their bait, the things that they eat, do not necessarily swim fast.
Right.
And you look at things like sand eels, and that's our, you know, as we know, that's one of our major forage in this area for tuna. So a lot of jig fishing has to do with trying to simulate sand eels. And so we're going to be looking at using the jigs that have the profile, the shape, the color of sand eels. Sometimes we'll have mackerel and things like that. And, you know, sometimes those bigger butterfly jigs, the wide body jigs, the old Avas and Vikes, those simulate more things like butterfish.
Mm-hmm.
Herring, mackerel, and things like that.
Cap, but, let me interrupt you, just not to be rude or anything, but I remember last year, I guess it was end of July earlier, for some reason, I don't know who the make was, seeing little boats I'm looking at, a Dorado pattern. I guess they're reading the small mahi. What was the deal with that?
Yeah, well, you know, it could be that, part of it is tuna associate small chicken mahi or Dorado, you know, with food.
Yeah.
And, even if there's not a school of them around, I mean, you know, I guess if you're in a vegan restaurant and someone floats a steak by you still might want to eat it, you know? So
that's vintage Lee, people. Well, Cap,
I didn't offend any vegans.
Cap, sizes of these jigs. I see them little and I see them up to big. What are you keying on? You have a selection on board? Different jig sizes on different rods?
Every style, we keep multiple sizes and colors because once you find something that really works for the day, you know, it's especially in a charter operation where we're often carrying six anglers, once you find the size and color that's really working, you know, get everybody using the same thing, and it's really going to maximize your catch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably, again, keeping in mind the depth that you're going to be fishing at, usually probably at least 150, 180 to 600 or 800 feet, you're going to need something heavy to get down into the water column. And especially if you have tide and wind and whatever going on, you're going to need even more weight. Our lightest tuna jigs are usually about 3 ounces, which is like a lot of times in metric, they call it a 90-gram jig.
Yeah.
You know, we'll carry a 4 ounce or 120-gram. We'll carry 6 ounce or 180-gram. And again, have them in different colors because mm-hmm. certain days there's any certain things that get the strike more than others.
Cap, before we get to the rods and reels, the business end of this, will tuna eyeball a jig insofar as the fluorocarbon leader being necessary like they will a chunk? I mean, will they turn away if they think that if you guys, some guys that are still, well, they caught plenty of tuna over the years with mono. Is the fluorocarbon necessary in a jigging game?
Well, you know, I think every advantage you can have makes sense, you know? I mean, you know, whether you're fishing a private boat, a charter boat, or whatever, I mean, you know, we know anglers dump hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of dollars of equipment every year. I mean, you know, some kind of fluorocarbons, A, going to be a tougher line, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of abrasion resistance. But it also gives you, you know, that lower refractive index in the water column. So it can only help.
Yeah, just a little aside here, non sequitur, but sort of related to it. I'll never forget, it was a few years ago in a tackle shop of, where was it? Probably around the Ocean City area. Guy just bought probably a $500 or $600 reel. New to the game, wanted the best, whatever. And the clerk asked him, the salesman, okay, you want a line? He says, what's the cheapest string you can put on that? Lee, I can't make that up. I cannot make that up. I looked at the guy, he looked at me, I said, okay, man, I'll see you guys later. I'll bring coffee and donuts next week. And I was gone. Like, what the hell was that?
Makes sense to me.
Let's talk. You know, again, is there going to be a difference in rods and reels? The jigging's primarily a conventional game, or does spinning tackle have a role in this as well?
You know, jigging used to be, and I'm going to say used to be, a conventional game. But again, with spinning gear, what it is now, we oftentimes turn to spinning gear. Many anglers, especially in a charter situation, are actually more used to fishing spinning gear. You know, back in, you know, decades ago, spinning reels just did not have the kind of drag pressure as they do now. I mean, you know, now we have these Stellas and others that, you know, easily put 40, 50 pounds of drag pressure, more than you'll ever be able to use, the average guy at least. So spinning gear is every bit as good as conventional gear now. And one of the big pluses we find with spinning gear is because you have the open spool, you open the bail and you just drop it. Jigs tend to drop a lot faster with spinning gear compared to conventional gear. But that doesn't mean conventional gear is not going to work. It does. Mm-hmm. And especially on the fish fighting end of it, a lot of times we're used to being able to just put a little extra thumb pressure on the spool of a conventional reel. So they both have their places. You know, sometimes for versatility, I mean, you know, a lot of private boat guys who, you know, maybe their funds are not unlimited. You know, they got to pick between one or the other. I would go to spinning gear because, spinning reel, you can jig or you can pop. Whereas with conventional gear, you know, even though it's, you know, it's great for jigging, you probably can't really cast poppers with conventional stuff.
Rods, Cap, same length as if when you're popping?
No, actually very different. So jigging, we want to go with a shorter rod. Most of our jigging rods are about 5'8", maybe 6'3".
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, something that's going to be made to be able to put enough pressure on a fish and maximize your use of 65, 80, maybe even 100-pound braid. If you're dedicated to just jigging, you don't need, you know, when you're casting, as in like casting poppers, sometimes guys like to go with 65-pound line because it's thinner, casts a little bit better. When you're jigging, again, it's more or less an up-and-down kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can get away with a heavier line, an 80- or 100-pound braid. You know, of course, we know braid, it's so thin now that the difference between 65 and 85, and 80 is probably negligible.
But, inconsequential,
Yeah, but, you know, one of the things we like to look for in a good tuna jigging rod is a long rear grip because that helps get the reel up a little bit higher,
right.
Gets you in front of you. Really helps the fish fighting end. You know, a couple of our favorite tuna jigging rods on the conventional side, and even the spinning side. Shimano makes a Type J. It's a grappler Type J.
Right, seen
it's
that.
It's a really nice rod. It's got the latest technology with blank construction. And, you know, the nice thing about the grappler series is it's very affordable. You know, I mean, as we know, you know, equipment gets so expensive so quickly. But the grappler series is a very affordable series of rods. We have a huge set of them on our boat. And day in and day out, you know, does the job. And then some.
Joining us on the Rag and Fin line this morning is Captain Alan Lee, Mooshin Sport Fishing. Topping his top topic has been popping, now jigging tuna. Wrapping it up, Captain Alan, two things. One, on the jig, will the strike most likely be on the drop or on the lift? What do you got?
I would say 80% of the times the tuna hit when the jig is dropping. So this kind of jigging, it's sort of lift up, crank, lift up, crank, lift up, crank. I say about 80% of the times it's when you pause and that jig just starts to fall.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens is tuna's watching that jig coming up, and the second it stops and starts to fall back down,
boom,
that's the tuna's chance to pounce on it.
Alan, the end game here, what do we have? You got this. You got these yellowfin anywhere from, say, 20, 30, 40 up to 60, 70, 80 pounds. Tiring that fish out, again, on this jigging and popping tackle. How long does it take? You playing? Are you gaffing them? What's the dealio?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, good anglers on an average-sized fish with the right gear, you can have that fish in about 5 or 6 minutes.
There you go.
Again, the trick with, especially with jigging, but even with popping, is get the fish's head turned.
Turn
you know,
head.
One of the things I really emphasize on the boat with jigging and popping tuna is set the hook. And people look at me like, well, I just felt this fish almost rip this rod out of my hand. I know it's hooked. And I tell people, I literally tell people, I want you to set the hook 10 times.
Ooh.
Because especially with big poppers in a tuna's mouth or with a jig in a tuna's mouth, the fish really isn't hooked. Most of the times it's got the jig or the popper in its mouth. It's like crunching down on
right.
it, but it's not hooked.
There you go.
That's why I tell people, set the hook 10 times. I don't care how many times you thought you set it 10 times. It's going to keep the fish on there as opposed to the fish falling off. Bring it both sides. Keep the head turned. Keep, you know, watch, you know, when tuna come up, they do those death circles as they're
right.
spiraling up. Work with your mate on the boat, lead it right into the gaff, and stick it in the head. Goes in
go.
The box, bleed it, ice it, and it's going to be a great dinner.
Captain Alan Lee, thanks for joining. By the way, people, don't disobey Captain Alan Lee because it's a long-ass swim home. Man, I was so excited to that. Cap, thanks for joining us on Rag of In. This once a year, our tuna show. Always great to have you on. Listeners, by the way, no pheasant or chucker are safe in the winter when Captain
right.
Alan... It's in the fields. Yeah, Mooshin Sport Fishing. Give that Facebook page, website. Do you have any openings? I know you do the stripers. I know you do the kind of people you want to try tile fish. Oh, this is the boat. What do you got, Cap?
We've still got some room for charters, and we do post some open boat trips on our Facebook and Instagram. And we'd be happy to have some new faces on the boat also.
Mooshin Sport Fishing, M-U-S-H-I-N. Captain Alan, best of the family. Hope to see you soon, brother. You take care. Thanks again. Have a great holiday weekend.
Thanks for having me, Tom. Be
see
well.
You, brother. You too.
See you on the water or in the field.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See you later, man. Bye. Captain Alan Lee, a little long night segment. We got coming back. We're talking sea bass? Sort of, kind of. Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM, South Jersey's talk station.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. The Texas Supreme Court blocked a lower court ruling last night that allowed doctors to temporarily resume abortions. President Biden's message yesterday, Democrats need to get voters out to the polls this fall.
If we don't keep the Senate, increase it in the House, we're going to be in a situation where the Republicans are going to pass a nationwide prohibition consistent with what the Supreme Court ruled.
The president during a virtual meeting with Democratic governors. People trying to fly out this holiday weekend are dealing with major disruptions like these women in Newark, New Jersey.
We're just gonna be patient. Gotta pack your patience.
We're hoping the plane is there when we're ready to get on it. Or there's a pilot to fly it so that we can get out on time.
FlightAware reports airlines have delayed or canceled nearly 9,000 flights since yesterday. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Periods of clouds and sunshine today. A brief shower or two in the morning, followed by a couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm in the afternoon. Storms can bring flash flooding and damaging winds with a high of 87. Overcast and humid tonight, with a few showers and a heavy thunderstorm with a low of 70. I'm AccuWeather's Gregory Patrick on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Again, we're talking tuna there, but again, belated Happy New Year in the parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio when the season opens or reopens. Indeed, of course, for a New Year's celebration, sea bass is now legal again as of yesterday, Friday. But here's the deal. It's only going to be two fish. Okay, still going to be that 13-inch minimum, but only two fish. But I'll tell you, the way the sea bass are out there, you're not going to have to go far to get your keepers. Tom P., it's only two fish. That sucks. It may, but with the new fluke regs, here we go. Now, you can get probably a couple of keeper fluke, if not three, and a couple of sea bass, and you have some great dinners ahead of you. Now, the sea bass season was closed for 2 weeks. It was open for, what, a month or so, a little longer? I'm sure you people have some sea bass vacuum sealed. Very special guest on the line right now. Man, we are talking the ultimate sea bass recipe. Chef Scott Thomas. Scott is also a tournament director, a tackle rep. I met him. How serendipitous is this? I was on, it was a seaside area on an assignment. Stopped at Grumpy's Bait and Tackle there. So I'm walking up. I see this big guy out there on the porch. First thing I think of, he can kick my ass. So I tend to get mouthy. Go in, met Ray and Frankie Z, the guys that ended up coming in. Scott Thomas was working there as well. Fascinating man. He trained in, Japanese, Chinese, Thai, Indian, French, Italian, Mexican, and Moroccan cuisine. He was also worked in restaurants, executive chef in Philly, Honolulu, Baltimore, and Orlando. Ran into him, he was promoting a Berkeley Island Striper Club tournament about a month ago. And he said, so we're talking, I said, you know what, I'm looking for a good sea bass recipe. I can give you a sea bass recipe. I said, oh, you're a cook? He said, no, I'm a chef, executive chef. Blew me away with what we discussed. Very gracious enough to come on Rack and Fin Radio. Give us his number one ultimate sea bass recipe, Scott Thomas. Executive chef Scott Thomas, thanks for joining us, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. It's an honor here, but one thing, you had to cover what? That one day I met you at one of the shops. It was about your 40th stop that day, promoting that Berkeley Striper Club. That was amazing.
A lot of miles.
See, I'll tell you, when I met you at Grumpy's and we were talking there, I said, we mentioned the recipes, the series, the cooking, and the whole bit, and also we get into this other shop. It's just amazing how something like sea bass, okay, a plain white fish, one, it's great because there are so many options to do it, but then there's so many options to mess it up. And you said, Tom P., I have the perfect recipe for you. So, Scott, let's get to it. People have their vacuum-sealed sea bass thawed out. We're talking, this recipe is called what?
Miso glazed sea bass. It's kind of a Japanese take that I used to do in one of the restaurants I worked at in Hawaii. Japanese was the first foreign cuisine I got into, so it's,
wow.
It shares a special place in my heart.
Now, Scott, are we talking one or two fillets or a whole fish?
I do fillets.
Okay.
It's just easier to do for at home. You could do the whole fish preparation, but you're going to get the better flavor with the better flavor penetration with the fillets.
Okay, Scott, so let's get to it. Fillets, what size? 2, 3, 4 in a pan? What's the deal?
So I would do it. I'd make a little marinade. I'd take some white miso. I would do for two fillets, I would do 6 tablespoons of white miso. You could get it at pretty much any grocery store carries it now. About 2 tablespoons of mirin, which is a sweetened rice wine.
Oh, yeah. I even have some of that.
A little bit of sake.
Oh, yeah.
probably a tablespoon of that. A little bit of ginger, some garlic, and some hot peppers.
Okay, Chef Scott, let me interrupt you a second. When you say ginger, the ground ginger, sliced ginger, what?
No, fresh ginger.
Fresh ginger. Whoa.
Absolutely fresh ginger. Just a little bit. You just need about a fingernail's worth.
Okay.
Just crush it up, rough chop it, let it sit in that for 12 to 14 hours. You know, you can do it the morning of. You can even do it the night before. You can do it up to 24 hours. And it's going to take on a really nice flavor.
Okay.
Throw it in the oven, like 500 degrees. It's only going to take 8 to 12 minutes, depending on how thick they are. As it's cooking, I make that same recipe. And I put it on the stovetop and let it simmer down. Reduce it by half and just take a pastry brush, paint it on. It's going to give it a really nice glaze.
Oh, man.
And I serve that with some baby bok choy, cut it in half, rinse it really well, saute it with some toasted sesame oil. Got to be toasted. Can't do regular sesame oil. You won't get the flavor. Some soy sauce. We call it shoyu in Hawaii. It's a little bit of a sweeter soy sauce. So we just use regular soy sauce. Just add a little bit of sugar to it. Saute it for like 5 to 6 minutes till it starts to wilt. Hit it with some shredded carrots, sesame seeds. Beautiful
nice.
Side for it.
Nice.
I do a salad with it as well. It's a orange watercress salad. So I'll just take some fresh watercress, some mandarin oranges,
Damn.
Avocados, and julienne some jalapeno peppers. Throw them in there, and in a blender, a little bit more mirin, some soy sauce, some more toasted sesame oil, and just a touch of miso. You're going to toss the salad on that. It's delicious. It really complements that sea bass flavor.
Wow.
It really pairs well with that bok choy. And I would either drink some sake or some umeshu, which is it's a plum wine from Japan. It's the perfect... A the perfect drink for this.
Plum wine. Now, is that chilled or not?
It's traditionally served on the rocks.
Oh, wow.
So it's really good. It's very potent, and it sneaks up on you. So don't get crazy with it. You're going to have a fun night.
Well, Executive Chef Scott Thomas, thanks for a killer recipe, miso sea bass. So, Scott, the reason I mentioned, because I've had sea bass, I've been guilty of this myself, just throw it in a frying pan, fry it, you overcook it, you over this, you overbake it.
Yep.
As sweet as it is and as versatile as it can be roomed pretty easily. Not like cod or a monkfish that can take a beating.
Overcook.
Yeah, so the sea bass, that was absolutely perfect. Well, Scott, I mean, with your schedule, do you get to, you and your lovely girlfriend, you get to enjoy meals like this often?
You know, when I was a chef, before I quote-unquote retired, I never cooked. I cooked on Thanksgiving and Christmas, and that was it. And now I cook probably 3 to 4 times a week again.
Oh, good for you.
I've gotten back into loving it. So,
well, let's clear one thing up. When people say executive chef, basically, you're in charge of the kitchen and everyone and every function down to the ultimate minutia. Is that, am I correct, Chef Scott? That you have,
you're basically a babysitter who does paperwork.
But did you come up with some of these recipes yourself? Some of the ones we discussed were unbelievable.
Oh yeah, we did. I've done a lot of recipe development. That was my passion before I got, when I was a sous chef, that was my passion, was creating new recipes.
Okay, Well, Scott, I hope to run into you at that surf fishing emporium extraordinaire Grumpy's up there in Seaside. When are you there?
Yeah. I'm there most days. I'm off Tuesdays and Sundays, but I'm there, you know, all throughout the day. And then usually when I'm off, I'm bouncing in because I'm fishing.
Yeah, listeners, this guy's a kayak maniac. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes or no, Thomas?
Absolutely.
And by the way, can we get a little word on, because most of the pieces are real quiet on, can you break some news like Barnegat Bay weak fish? What do you got? What are you hearing?
There's, my buddy was out 2 nights ago, and he had 4 weak fish and a whole bunch of schoolies.
Wow.
All on 3/8 ounce SNS bullet head jigs with 5-inch pig finesse.
Listen, before I let you go with Executive Chef Scott Thomas, you can check out on the podcast. Go to my blog. I think the blog this week, which I love, is Crabbing and Clamming Time. This is also a lot of fun. We had to do tuna this weekend. We'll get into clamming and crabbing in a couple of weeks, and it's really, really on fire. So I'm walking around Grumpy's. I stop right there. Stop. Like the deer in the headlights. They're on a peg. Man, they had T-shirts. They had grunts, rods everywhere, reels everywhere. Right there on a peg was a peg full of grumpy thongs.
Oh, absolutely.
And I said, whoa. And then Ray, shout out to Ray there. He says, hey, women love surf fishing. Women love grumpies. Women who surf fish wear grumpy thongs. He's just like that. I said, that's what I call That's a great addition to a tackle shop.
Absolutely.
Well, Sal, you take care. Hope to see you sometime this week or next. Hey, let's fish a little bit, man.
All right, brother. Sounds good to me.
Take care. Thanks again. Have a great weekend. Be safe.
You too.
We'll see you. I'm going to try that recipe this coming Tuesday or next Tuesday. Yeah, it also works with fluke. Should work with weak fish. We have some vacuum seal. Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio.
The WPG Talk Radio app is your connection to South Jersey's talk station. Get free, unlimited local and statewide news from New Jersey's largest radio news team. Download all of our local shows as podcasts and more, powered by Ambient Comfort. For installation to repairs and maintenance, give Ambient Comfort Heating and Cooling a call today at 856-213-6586. AmbientComfortNJ.com.
Make your 4th of July celebration even bigger this year with savings on everything you need to get your yard ready for summer. Make sure your flower beds and bushes can handle the heat with special savings on Vigoro Mulch, now at a new lower price of $2.98 a bag. Keep the sun off your soil and water in the ground. Plus, add a fun pop of color that will last up to 12 months. So hurry in and get your yard ready for celebrating in the sun. Feels like 4th of July at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Available in-store and online. Color selection varies by store.
Okay, import footage.
How is the hard drive already full?
Juwan's Pilates studio converted to entirely virtual classes.
SMPEG.
But leading and editing sessions is stretching her too thin.
It says render failed. What'd I do?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-324-4522. 800-324-4522. Don't wait. Call now. 800-324-4522. 800-324-4522.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
That'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Happy 4th of July weekends. All go out there and be safe. We got some showers here and there, whatever. But through Monday, in fact, into Tuesday, weather should be pretty good on the overall. If you have families, youngsters involved especially, get them crabbing, getting clamming. The blowfish are starting. You got kingfish off the beach. A lot of family fun out there. Get out and enjoy. And if you're going through the pines, like we were, doing a couple of road trips this week, me and the lovely Dee Marie, make sure to stop at the Piccalilli Inn at Route 206 in Chemung, 206, I should say. Check it out. The incredible Chef Dina has made a fresh, now you're blueberry country right there, fresh blueberry barbecue wing sauce. It's her July sauce of the month. Now, me with wings with fresh blueberry barbecue sauce is even crazier than me surrounded by anchovy pizzas, man. It's going to be a sight to behold. Denise Marie will probably go on the other side of the room. Get out and enjoy. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders. God bless law enforcement. Happy 4th of July weekend all. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.